holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
More hard questions for God from Job. Oh, yes.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Listen, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? Today is a wonderful day. Today is a splendid day. Can't you hear me? I'm excited. Listen, I want you to do this. Do this for me, okay? If you never do anything else, do this. Stop letting people decide how you're going to live your life. You make those decisions. Don't let everybody else make those decisions for you. Don't do that. You make those decisions. You live with those decisions, and you be fully convinced in your own mind with those decisions. Don't let people tell you or decide for you how you're going to live. And another thing, stop reporting on yourself. And so when you're trying to make those decisions, don't sit there and say, well, I don't have this and I'm not that. I've never achieved that. I've never been here. I've never done that. And I'm just reporting on yourself, pulling yourself down even further while you're still allowing people to decide your life. You can't do that. Stop letting people decide how you are going to live. You make those decisions and stop talking down to yourself. Stop reporting on yourself. It's like a never ending bad news story. You just keep talking about, I didn't do this. And I'm not that. And I can't do this. And I'm not smart enough. And I'm not this. And I don't have this amount of money. I don't have that money. Live your life. Make the decisions. Live with the decisions and stop reporting on yourself. Stop doing that. You don't have to do that. Matter of fact, people love it when you report on yourself because that makes them feel good about their reporting on themselves. Oh, they're doing worse than I am. Good. No. Stop doing that. That does nothing but pull you down. Don't do that to yourself. You don't have to do that to yourself. Just change the way you think, man. And don't let anybody decide for you how you are going to live. That is not their responsibility. They have a hard enough time keeping up with how they're going to live. And now you're trying to let them tell you what to do in order to live. If you really want to live, you ask God. You ask God how to live, and He'll show you how to live. You don't have to ask people nothing. You ask God. There comes a time when you don't need a teacher on earth. You need a teacher in heaven. So go with that teacher. That teacher is the one who has all the answers. He has all the answers and He's willing to give you all those answers. It's the people on earth that, you know, sometimes they give you answers, sometimes they don't. Now, everybody's not like that. No, everybody's not like that. But listen, I know one person who is always the same. That is God. God is always the same. He doesn't change. And that's the one thing we need in this world. We don't need nobody changing on us. The world is tough enough. Life is tough enough. So we don't have to deal with that. Make the decisions, live with your decisions, and don't let anybody tell you what to do. Now, if you give them, you can listen to their advice. And if you choose to take their advice, then go with their advice. Fine. But don't sit there and allow them just to be telling you what to do. You have to make those decisions. Your decisions, you have to live with it. That's your life. You're the one that's going to have to deal with all of that. So why don't you go ahead and let God lead you into your better life? Let God lead you to your better life. He's the one who prepares the table in front of your enemies, not you. He does that. He's the one who can help you. He's the one who can protect you. He's the one that's been protecting you all the way, all up until now. He has. Yeah, now, okay, all right. Head on over to podbean.com, download the broadcast, or grab the links and share them in your social media or in your group text. Well, we have some more hard questions from Job. Remember, Job is the one who lost his family and his money all at the same time, just lost all of it. And he was in grief, and he was asking God some tough questions, and, you know, he was trying to get an answer, or maybe he's just talking, you know. A lot of grief, you know, he's upset. You would be too if you lost all your entire family in one day, all your money in one day. That's enough to challenge anybody's faith. But he just asked questions. He still believed. He didn't change his faith. That's one thing he did not do. He never changed his faith. He just asked a few questions. He says this. Okay, what was it? Job 21. We stopped at 14 or something yesterday. I think that's what it was. 14 says this. And yet they say to God, go away. Talking about the wicked. They, you know, they don't care nothing about God. They say, go away. We want no part of you and your ways. And then they say, who is the Almighty? And why should we obey him? What good will it do us to pray? That's what they say. And they have all the money. They have all the prosperity. Nothing ever happens to them. Everything goes well with them. All their children live. And they say all this stuff, and they go into the grave in peace. You understand what I'm saying to you? They say all of that stuff and then go down to the grave in peace. So verse number 16 says this. Well, they ask the question, what good will it do for us to pray? And then verse number 16 answers. It says, they think their prosperity is of their own doing, but I will have nothing to do with that kind of thinking. You know, no matter what kind of money anybody has, it didn't come from them. I don't care how smart they are. I don't care what gifts God have given them. That it wasn't of their own doing. It was because God gave it to them. So even the wicked, when they're rich, God gave them the richness. God gave them the money, the prosperity. They think that prosperity is of their own doing. That's what they think. Verse number 17. Yet the light of the wicked never seems to be extinguished. They just always got this going, got that going. They got 5 million views. They got 20 million followers. They got this. They got that kind of thing. They got the influence, and they got this. Well, yet the light of the wicked never seems to be extinguished. Do they ever have trouble? That's another good one. Do the wicked ever have trouble? Does God distribute sorrows to them in anger? You know, he's talking like he's wanting God to go and get somebody. I don't pray like that. I don't. God, go get them. I know, because I know it's stuff that I've done, and I don't want God getting me for it. Right? So, verse number 18. Are they driven before the wind like straw? Are they carried away by the storm like chaff? Not at all. This is all that the Spirit is speaking through Job. It's making him say what he thinks, really, what his questions are. Verse number 19. And listen, all this was written for our learning from God. All this was written for our learning. So it was written so we can learn from it. Well, you say at least God will punish their children, but I say he should punish the ones who sin so that they understand his judgment. See, and so that's what a lot of people think too. God will get their children, but no, the actual judgment should be to those who sin, not just because they were wicked people and then judgment falls on their children because their parents were wicked. No, it should, the punishment should fall on those who sin, those who whichever the wicked's children, if they sin, the punishment should fall on them, right? Well, you say at least God will punish their children, but I say this is what the Spirit says, but I say he should punish the ones who sin so that they will understand his judgment. So why does he punish? Well, so that they'll understand his judgment. Verse number 20. Let them see their destruction with their own eyes. Let them drink deeply of the anger of the Almighty, for they will not care what happens to their family after they are dead. That's tough, Job. That's real tough in there. But the Spirit may let us read it so we can understand. Verse number 22. But who can teach a lesson to God, since he judges even the most powerful? One person dies in prosperity, completely comfortable and secure, the picture of good health, victorious and vigorous and fit. Another person dies in bitter poverty, never having tasted the good life. But both are buried in the same dust. Both are eaten by the same maggots. And so verse number 27, look, I know what you're thinking. I know the schemes you plot against me. You will tell me of rich and wicked people whose houses have vanished because of their sins. But ask those who have been around, and they will tell you the truth. Evil people are spared in times of calamity and are always to escape, or always allowed to escape disaster. Talking about rich people or wicked people, not rich people, wicked people. It's like they keep escaping. You know what, though? But all of us were wicked at one time until God saved us, and we were able to escape. So there's a lesson in the wicked escaping. This is, it's a thing of us being sinners, right? We were sinners, and so God made a way of escape for us. I mean, the righteous get a way of escape, but we weren't righteous. He made us righteous. So we escaped. So all this stuff about the wicked people prancing around and doing what they wanted, saying what they wanted, saying things against God, that was us. And God made a way of escape for us because we changed. We changed. And I tell people every Sunday at the church, I tell them, listen, you can change today. You don't have to change. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change right now. You can change. And a lot of you have already began to change. And you didn't know it. You were changing 2 years ago and you didn't know it. It's the reason why you were on those drugs and God still saved you. You were drinking and God still saved you. You were still having sex when you weren't supposed to and God still saved you. I thank God. Listen, we were wicked, but now we have escaped.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean. Or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.